The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage. This is Gamertag Radio, the Gamertag Radio exclusive. Let's get this started.
All right, we just finished watching the Sony E3 2015 press conference here in LA. And we have Paris here and also Pete Rock. Pete, what's up?
Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VII.
And that's all, folks. And Paris, what about you, man?
Well, for me, I mean, the highlight would have been the Taken King for Destiny. No, but Uncharted 4, that demo at the end was very impressive. Like you said, you bring up the Final Fantasy stuff. I really enjoyed that. But I would say the surprise for me would be the Guerrilla Games, the RPG. What was it called? Horizons? Is that what it's called? Yeah, whatever that RPG that's coming from them.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, look really good.
Yeah, it looks good. And Shenmue, that was a big, huge, huge surprise. Shenmue 3, Kickstarter campaign. And if they, of course, it's going to get funded. But here's the thing. I want to mention this overall. I think this was a solid, pretty good press conference from Sony. Was it the best of E3? No, but they did the right move to get all those PlayStation owners excited and hype big time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Look, in my personal opinion, now that we've seen all the press conferences and everything, Microsoft on a gaming level is going to dominate this holiday. They just are. They have the must-have exclusive titles to their system this holiday. But Sony did just enough to be like, look, we ain't got nothing now, but if you stay patient, we got a ton of stuff coming in 2016 that you're going to want to play on our system. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I've been screaming it for months. They should drop the price. They ain't even dropped the price. They stayed at $399.
So. They're good. They're good with $399 for now. Maybe one more year. You think one more year?
Yeah. Probably next E3 is when they're going to drop the price.
And I think that's a perfect time. Maybe before Uncharted, or they probably keep it $399 until next E3, maybe?
I think the fact that they got Uncharted coming, and especially the way that demo played out that we saw, I mean, Uncharted looks amazing, fantastic. They can get away with keeping it at $399. People will buy PlayStation 4s to play Uncharted 4.
Well, let's talk about this, man, because I did mention this to Paris, but, you know, the exclusive deal now that they have with Activision for Call of Duty. Now, it's like they're going to have, like, the first DLC for the PlayStation 4 and everything. And here's the thing. A lot of people, like, some people were excited, but behind the scenes, the thing is, Microsoft was the one paying a lot of money for that. And I think the investment was just, the game was declining with sales, and they probably noticed, okay, is it worth spending all this money for this exclusive deal? Let's invest with something else, maybe a new IP or something, instead of putting a game that is slowly dying. Right, Pete?
I think I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. And this is coming from me. I think Call of Duty is starting. It's already on its way out. It's this might be the last coffin on the nail.
No, not the last nail on the coffin. I don't see the last, but go ahead.
My personal opinion, this was Titanfall 4 with the COD Black Ops 3 label on it. They just they straight up ripped off title. I almost feel embarrassed for the game because it's no longer it's a shell of what it's what it, of its former glory.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Paris said, that Horizon game looked amazing.
Oh, amazing! That
Horizon
game
Zero Dawn. I don't know if that's the game that gets me to buy the PlayStation 4.
Uncharted.
Uncharted, I think, is, and then the other game that caught everybody by surprise, the one that they started off the press conference with.
Mm-hmm.
Fumito Ueda's The Last Guardian.
The Last Guardian. And see, great, great move by Sony to present that. And here's the thing. The majority of the games that everybody got excited, it wasn't for 2015. It's for 2016.
Well, we knew that, though.
We knew that. We did.
I mean, Andrew House said it himself. 2015 is a quote-unquote sparse year for PlayStation.
Yeah.
But come 2016 and 17,
mm-hmm.
if they do that price drop, plus everything that's coming out, God forbid Microsoft falters in any of their positions that they that they presented this week. You know, this week,
mm-hmm.
it's scary. It's scary. PlayStation has, I think they're hedging their bets for this year, and then everything is going for the future. 2016, 2017.
Yeah,
it's just gonna explode.
Well, I'll mention this too. I feel that the Microsoft press conference, they're in second place. They're hungry to get the gamers to buy their console. So they're like going all out, showing a lot of new IPs, taking risk with the whole VR stuff, Oculus, Valve.
And what about the stance swap on entertainment? This year, Microsoft was all games, games, games. This year, Sony turned around and said, you know what? Well, you know, we're going to focus on our Spotify thing. We're going to focus on an a la carte cable provider option, which caught me by surprise, because that's something that I like, but, and I know this is something that Paris is he's itching to say, and I agree with him, no ESPN. No da-da-da-da-da-da is going to cause a big problem for me and maybe Paris.
Okay, go Paris.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the view stuff goes, no ESPN, no sale. I mean, I would obviously just stick with Sling's TV in that scenario. But just going back to what you're saying with all the games, you also got to remember this with Sony. They still got God of War and Gran Turismo in their pocket.
Yeah.
They didn't even show them. They didn't hint at them. They didn't do anything. They did just enough. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
To keep people satisfied and happy
mm-hmm.
from a third party side. Like I said, in 2015, I think their biggest first party title is Tearaway. Unless I'm mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, first party Sony, like they said, will be a little scarce,
mm-hmm.
you know, in 2015. Yeah. But, dude, once we get to Drake, and if you've seen those videos of Ratchet and Clank, which they also did not show here, which I was kind of surprised.
Very surprised about that.
That looks like a Pixar movie. Yeah. I mean, you just from today, just looking at what's under the hood for a PlayStation 4 is very impressive. It really is. But 2015 is just not it's Microsoft's time. It really is. In mm-hmm. this holiday, this is their holiday to convince people to go pick up an Xbox One, because I mean, if you don't own a PlayStation 4 right now, Sony didn't do anything today to make you pick up one in 2015.
Now, Pete, I know you mentioned about Sony showing like their entertainment side of, mm-hmm. for the console. I think it's more of the politics. Like, they have to do that. They have to show something.
No, they don't.
I think so, man, because last year is the same thing about Powers. I talked to someone that knows what's going on with the whole Sony thing, and that person just said this. It's politics. They have to do that. Yes, it was a bit too long last year with the whole Powers thing, but it's politics. They had to do it. And I feel like there is the same thing what they show today. Like, they had to. It's more because of politics. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. I mean,
we don't know much about like the whole business behind the scenes.
I understand that,
but
we're all just throwing concepts out because we don't know what actually goes on in the boardroom.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
I think they had to come up with something else since they don't have a lot of content for this year.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they do? Since it's a slow year, let's focus on entertainment. It's the one thing that we're lacking in comparison to competition. And right now, their only competition is Xbox, with numbers slowly creeping up.
But they're not even trying to compete with that, with the entertainment side, like with for the Xbox One.
It's a great idea, but like and like we already said, no, I didn't see TNT. I didn't, you know, there's no ESPN on there.
Just better get Sling.
That's an option.
Well, let's talk about Destiny. You guys are huge Destiny players. Your thoughts about the trailer that they showed of the game?
All right, so there was an internal discussion between myself and Paris and a couple of friends, and Paris was considering flipping over to the Emerald just for, you know, for the comet. After this, especially with their announcement of exclusive stuff, granted, I'm not switching over because I've already put too much goddamn work on my characters and I'm not going to do that all over again. And I'm pretty sure Paris don't want to do that all over again. So, yeah, but I mean, I can't wait to have, you know, that Solar Titan, you know, I want to see that. What was it? The Void Hunter, the Warlock.
Yeah. And then
that Void Hunter with the crossbow or that bone arrow. What?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that PlayStation is still going to have exclusive content, and I've already invested the trillions of ridiculous hours that I have into the game. Yeah, I'm not switching. I'm sticking with what I got. You know, hey, you might get my son on the Emerald and go play with you, but I'm not doing that. But as far as the Taken King goes, just a little bit they show, and we got to get more details here during the week. I'm sure we'll probably wind up interviewing Bungie, you know, on the show floor or whatever. Just a little bit we saw has me interested. Getting the third class for all the guardians, you know, the Hunter, the Warlock, and the Titan. And obviously, they're going to have new gear that you're going to do. And we're going to finally get a raid. And you're going to take on Oryx. And Oryx is pissed at you. And Oryx looked like a badass in a little bit that we saw. So, yeah, I'm definitely in on Destiny.
So, what are your thoughts about Project Morbius? Nobody is really, I don't know, you guys haven't really been talking about it much about that VR, but
right now,
your thoughts?
Yes, they have it on the show floor for us to take a look at. So I want to reserve my judgment till I actually put my head on.
No, that's fine.
Till I put it on my dome and play around with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I'll tell you this: like, the stuff that they showed looks interesting, but it's not.
Is it HoloLens / Minecraft?
No.
Good.
Look, HoloLens. What they showed with Minecraft. It was just mind-blowing. Like, it was something that I've never seen before. Like, I'm the first person. I was dissing HoloLens, all the VR stuff. Like, this is overrated, whatever. But today, that presentation really changed my mind about that VR device.
That technology.
I need to see more with Oculus and the other devices. Like, I need to see more in order for me to make my final decision, like, should I get it or not? If so, which one? You know, so Paris, about you?
I mean, yeah, it just really comes down to, with all this VR stuff, for me, you got to show me. I'm not a believer until I actually do it myself. So until I get on the show floor and actually strap on a helmet and see what it's all about, I'm kind of like Pete. I'll just reserve judgment until then. But I will say this, though. I thought Sony did a smart thing and they didn't bank too much on Project Morpheus in their press conference. They didn't mention it. They mentioned their vision, where they're trying to go, but that wasn't what they were using to try and sell you on the PlayStation 4, which is smart, because I don't think VR is something that you can count on being a system seller right now. And as far as Project Morpheus goes, we don't even know what the price is going to be. We don't know if it's going to be affordable enough that the typical gamer is going to even want to pick it up.
And the games, how many games are going to have at launch, you know? So right now it seems like they have a lot of demos for that device. I mean, we're going to wrap it up now. Right now we're going to the Microsoft E3 showcase. This is a private event, invitation only, and we have a couple of appointments there, and who knows who we're going to see there. We're going to see a lot of random people there, might record a lot of interviews, so stay tuned. Anything else you guys want to say before I wrap it up?
Skywater.
Hilarious. All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com or play.it. Listen to our coverage during the week of E3. Stay tuned for some more goodies live in LA. Peace.